As we continue our series on the impact of the Interstate 4 corridor on the presidential election, we'll take a closer look at the biggest county, Hillsborough. WUSF's Steve Newborn reports on why it's considered so important.
Hillsborough County is considered so vital to the national election that Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton have already held 7 rallies here. The Tampa Convention Center, Ybor City's Ritz Theater, the University of South Florida twice, and the Florida State Fairgrounds twice.
We had 12,000 and 4,000 or 5,000 outside. Tonight we have, I guess, much more than that, and we have thousands of people outside. So something's happening.
So right here in Tampa, in front of the mayor, I want to tell you, if I'm your president, we're going to make investments in this port. We're going to go back and look at high-speed rail.
That was Hillary Clinton earlier this year, speaking before a couple thousand people at Tampa's Ybor City. And in February, 10,000 packed the USF Sundome to get a glimpse of Donald Trump, while several thousand others were turned away at the gate. And why were they here? USF political scientist Susan McManus says Hillsborough is filled with conservative Midwesterners, progressive urbanites, new immigrants from the Caribbean and South America, and third and fourth generation Cuban Americans.
Hillsborough County itself is often considered the best bellwether of Florida. The old saying has often been, particularly in presidential elections, that as Hillsborough goes, so goes Florida. As Florida goes, so goes the nation.
Hillsborough is about 18% Black and 27% Hispanic, including a growing community of Puerto Ricans. Then there's what McManus calls the three key areas targeted by political operatives.
So from an age perspective, a geographical perspective, and a racial and ethnic perspective, Hillsborough looks more like the state than any other single county, and it's very divided and very competitive.
If you want to come to the urban heart of Tampa, you have to come to Ybor City. This is the historic Latin Quarter that was founded by cigar workers fleeing from Cuba over 150 years ago.
Hey, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good. What can I do for you?
Can I do a French press?
Yeah, sure. All right, and did you know what kind of bean you wanted? We have Sumatra, Rwanda, Colombia, and Honduras.
Inside a handsome brick building with a balcony overhead, Hillary Clinton supporters held a roundtable with Hispanic entrepreneurs.
One of the participants was attorney Karen Skyers. She's bilingual, and when she studied at Florida A&M University, she was part of the Black and Hispanic Law Student Associations.
And I think that she is definitely putting a plan into place. She's describing herself as the small business president.
On the other hand, Skyers doesn't think the Republican candidate treats small business people very well.
Donald Trump sees them as extortion targets, building his empire for pennies on the dollar.
15 miles east on I-4 is a whole different world. There, outside the Parksdale Market Grove stand on US 92, Thad Diaz of Tampa says he doesn't like either of the main candidates, who seem to focus more on personality quirks than the issues.
One's a megalomaniac comic supervillain, and the other one's a narcissistic that's going to run the country into the ground, in my opinion.
Diaz says instead he's looking at casting his ballot for Gary Johnson, the Libertarian candidate. And even though Hillary Clinton's lead is increasing in national polls, McManus says these differences shine a spotlight on the uncertainty of the I-4 corridor.
And let me tell you, this election is far from done.
And that, she says, is why the I-4 corridor reflects the entire country. Steve Newborn, WUSF 89.7 News.